Well, the Knicks have added a kid to their backcourt, but they haven't gotten any younger. ESPN reports this morning that veteran point guard Jason Kidd has decided to leave the Mavericks and join the Knicks to the tune of roughly $9 million over 3 years. This move comes as Houston and restricted free agent point guard Jeremy Lin have reportedly come to terms on a 4-year, $29 million deal. The Knicks have 3 days to match the Rockets' offer. To baseball in the American League, Cleveland topped Tampa Bay 3-1, the White Sox swept Texas 2-1, the Angels bounced Baltimore 9-7, Detroit downed Minnesota 7-3, and Kansas City beat Toronto 9-6. Over to the NL, David Wright's ninth-inning RBI single off Jonathan Papelbon lifted the Mets to a 6-5 win over Philadelphia. Atlanta downed the Cubs 7-3, Washington rallied to beat San Francisco 6-5, Pittsburgh blanked Houston 2-0, Miami dumped Milwaukee 4-3, the Dodgers dropped Arizona 4-1, San Diego edged Cincinnati 2-1, and St. Louis cruised past Colorado 6-2. At Wimbledon, 13-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams will play for a fifth Wimbledon singles crown on Saturday. Williams straight-setted Victoria Azarenka 6-3, 7-6 in the semifinals, setting up a showdown with Agnieszka Radwanska. Radwanska reached the Wimbledon finale by knocking out Angelique Kerber in straight sets. In men's semifinal action later today, defending champion Novak Djokovic will face six-time winner Roger Federer, and Andy Murray will take on Joel Wilfried Tsonga. In NFL news, the Players Association has filed a lawsuit against the NFL on behalf of three players suspended in connection with the league's bounty investigation. The lawsuit says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell violated the collective bargaining agreement by showing publicly he had determined Will Smith, Anthony Hargrove, and Scott Fujita had participated in a bounty system even before serving as an arbitrator at their hearing. And in cycling, André Greipel won Thursday's fifth stage of the Tour de France in a tightly bunched sprint finish. It's the German's second straight stage victory. The top standings didn't change. Switzerland's Fabian Cancellara retains the yellow jersey for a sixth straight day. Bradley Wiggins of Britain is second overall, 7 seconds back. And defending champion Cadel Evans of Australia remains 17 seconds off the pace in seventh. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.